And it was fun to hear him, remark about, geez, I didn't get any of this when after 30 years in Rhode Island. Come to Massachusetts, we take good care of you.
Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet via your browser at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, that thing with the knobs and or the push buttons, 102.9. Council meeting ran a little bit long last night, but it was all good business. So we'll condense it for you this morning, this afternoon, effectively, by answering two questions. Okay, what just happened? And what does it mean for us residents and taxpayers? And to help us with that, we've got our town council chair, Tom Mercer. Tom, how are you doing?
A little tired this morning or this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Our meeting did go rather long last night, but I thought it was a really good meeting. There was a lot of information brought forward, a lot of good things. That was one of our feel-good meetings. I like to refer to them when we have recognitions and proclamations for different people, not a whole lot of legislation. And we had our legislative Representative Roy and Becca Rausch and Sheriff McDermott all were there last night to give us updates from the House, from the Senate, and from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department. So, and gave the council as well as the folks that were there an opportunity to ask questions. So it was really one of those good meetings that did go long. That's, I think, probably the longest one we've had, because I think it was 11:18 when I finally hit the gavel. It was a long one, but it was a good one. And there's a lot that we have to get through.
It was about 90 minutes or so just for the recognitions and the retirements and all that kind of good stuff. And those were all the happy times. I mean, you started with a full chamber. It was standing room
Exactly. Yeah.
only.
Yeah, we had three quarters of the fire department and half the police department there last night, which is a really good thing. And obviously some of the families. And
Yeah, multiple family
we
members.
started off with our first proclamation was just to the Franklin Food Pantry and recognizing Hunger Action Month. Tina Powderly, the executive director of the Franklin Food Pantry, was there and received the proclamation for Hunger Action Month. And we later on in the meeting we had a presentation from her. We'll hold that back for as we're in the, now in the proclamation recognition piece. And then from there, we had a police department retirement where Police Sergeant Michael Campanelli retired. And again, it was great to see family there and all the policemen that were able to make it, obviously, were there. And again, we can't thank Mike enough for his service to the community over the last 30 years. So that was a really good recognition and proclamation. And then we had, right after that, we had a promotion as one sergeant retires, and there's a promotion to fill that spot. And Franklin native and police sergeant Joseph McLean was promoted to that rank, and it was great to see Joe there and an abundance of his family. That was wonderful, and see his two boys do the pinning and all of that was really a good thing. And by the way, I would be remiss if I didn't say that also in attendance were our two comfort dogs, Frankie and Ben, were there in attendance for these recognitions and promotions. So it was really nice to have those folks there. And we congratulate Joe on his promotion and look forward to many good things coming from him as we move into the future. The last recognition was for our outgoing fire chief, Jim McLaughlin, and there was obviously a proclamation for Jim. And for each, for as well, Jim and for Mike Campanelli, our state rep, Jeff Roy, and our state senator, Becca Rausch, also had proclamations for these folks. And for Chief McLaughlin, we had an additional one from Congressman Auchincloss, who was unable to make it, but obviously sent a citation. And it was really good to see that. Jim's done an awful lot for our community and our fire department over the last 6 years. I was involved in the hiring process 6 years ago. And he promised us 5 years and he gave us six. So I can't ask for much more. And it was fun to hear him, remark about, geez, I didn't get any of this one after 30 years in Rhode Island. Come to Massachusetts, we take good care of you.
Well, and you took extra special care because the one thing that apparently was on his wish list, you also gave him.
That was kind of a joke that Jim and I have had over the last few years. It seemed like for a while there, every few months he was coming in with a new truck. And he, brought back the 1949 ladder truck, and he did, under his domain, we brought in two new pump trucks, a new ladder truck, a new ambulance. And we joked after all of that was purchased and was being built, I said, listen, you're not getting anything else. And he said, well, I want a helicopter. So last week I was sitting at home thinking of what I wanted to say when Jim for Jim's proclamation. And I said, you know what? I'm going online. So I went online and found a model rescue helicopter and told him last night, the one thing that we were never able to give you, I'm able to give you tonight. And I'm standing there with a box, and it was wrapped, obviously, in red paper. And I didn't, as soon as I said the one thing you asked for that we weren't able to give, he says, I know what's in the box. So it was very lighthearted, but very appreciative of what Jim's done for our community. And he certainly will be missed.
No, I would concur on that and on the prior recognitions as well. It was just a nice evening. Granted, it took a little bit of time, but you need those recognitions. I mean, they spent multiple years. Take a few minutes here and there to do the recognition and send them off appropriately, welcome them appropriately, or in the food pantry place, just make the awareness that, hunger is here and affects more of us than we perhaps realize. And then clearly, in terms of with the sergeant leaving and the new appointment with the chief leaving, you then get segued right into the new appointment.
Exactly. And Jamie and I had talked about the agenda a few weeks ago and how this was going to work out. And again, we did name Charles Allen, Chuck Allen, for those who know Chuck very well. Chuck is been named and was ratified by the council last night as our new police chief, which will take effect on October 18th, which is the day that Jim has chose to retire on. So we look forward to some great things from Chuck as we move forward. And just so the community knows, in this process, we, for the first time in over 40 years, we only went to an in-house posting for the fire chief's position. And we had five applicants, all very good applicants that went through the interview process and then went through the assessment center, which was held last week. And then the decision was made over the weekend as to who Jamie's appointment. And again, just so people understand, these appointments are made by the town administrator, ratified by the town council. So Jamie brought forward Chuck last night, and it was a good segue, as you just said, from a retirement of a police chief to the appointment of a new chief. So.
And that was part of, in reference by both Jamie's introduction, then certainly as part of the chief's and your recognition of that in the proclamation. Jamie, certainly when he came in specifically brought in by Jeff to help with transition and transition planning, within the team, having appropriate management path for advancement. The chief clearly chose to do that with his restructuring, et cetera. So he had reformed the department, and thereby they had both quality people, which they had already had before, but now the structure within which that. Respectfully, we didn't need to go outside. We had qu plenty of qualified candidates within. So, yeah, that's the way the process is supposed to work. And gradually over time, it'll happen for more and more departments like that, too, I think.
Let's hope, because that's always the best way for things like this to work. So then we had a couple of other appointments last night. Community Preservation Committee, Richard Johnson was ratified last evening. And to the Cultural Council, Ryan Hanley, William Lee, and Karen Parnell were all appointed to the Cultural Council. And again, we just can't thank these citizens enough for putting their names forward and donating of their time for the betterment of the community.
Yeah, and I'll just add to the some of the timings. Clearly, the of the reappointments wanted to be happening earlier, but in Richard's case, he was a member of the Conservation Commission. They reorganized, and then he became the nominee for the commission to this Community Preservation Committee. So it just took a little time for those, machinations to work through. So that he could get formally into the realm for the Community Preservation Committee going forward. And then you get into the presentations and discussions.
Yes, we had again an update from our legislative body, meaning Senator Rausch and Representative Roy. You talk to different people, and there's not a lot of legislators that go to local councils or local select meetings to give updates. But Jeff and Becca come in once or twice a year just to bring us an update as to what's going on at the State House, what we might be looking at in the upcoming year or years. And it was a lengthy presentation, but very informative presentation. And I guess the two or three things that we could take out of it were discussions around 40B and that affordable housing formula, and the fact that 40Bs were that act that General law was put into place in the 60s and has been tweaked a couple of times since. But we feel strongly that it needed to be tweaked again. So I think Jeff and Becca knew coming in that that was going to be a discussion item. So they came prepared and we did talk about that. And I think the most important piece and the thing that we need to continue to talk about and talk to our representatives about is the formula and how that formula is prepared for what is an affordable unit. And because of the way the formula works currently, Boston is part of that formula. If a regular apartment is going for $3,000 a month, and because of the formula and inclusive of Boston, the way it works out is 2,400 is affordable. Well, you and I and everybody listening knows that $2,400 is not affordable. And we need to do something about that. And I think one of the points that came up last night, and we as a council were aware of, is that the Secretary of Housing is coming out in the next couple of weeks, and we will be able to have that same conversation with him. But we also felt it was very important to have that conversation with our legislative body, meaning Jeff and Becca. So that was part of a large part of the discussion. As well, we talked about Hold Harmless, and I think I'm going to hold Rep Roy harmless because he guaranteed me that that was not going away.
That
So
was recorded.
that's something that I think I referred to it last night as that albatross sitting over our heads. And it's something that I worry about all the time because it would just be devastating, not only to the Franklin community, but to many communities across the state. The Hold Harmless was put in place to protect us from getting hurt budget-wise. That was part of the discussion. And then Chapter 70 and that formula again, a formula that needs some tweaking. Those were really the three items that we spent most of the discussion on with our representatives.
Definitely. And yeah, the for the for somebody like me who's been around for a bit, the prior albatross was OPEB, and at least we have a plan around that. We do need a plan for this one.
For sure.
Then the sheriff had some interesting updates in his programs and what he's doing.
And it's only in recent years that the sheriff has come to our meetings, and he reiterated last night how he felt it was great to be able to get invited to come to our meeting and to give us an update as to where the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department, the things that they do, the different programs they do, camps. I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of all the different camps that are available to our children within Norfolk County. And most recently, they've got one going in Medway. That amongst many other things, and there were a bunch of questions regarding how big Dedham House of Correction, how many people they have, how many inmates are housed, and for a period of time. And I think that was a piece that I wasn't familiar with, that they only deal with
Less than 2.5 years.
yeah, 2.5 years. And so there was a lot of interesting things, a lot of partnerships from the sheriff's department with Food Pantry, Safe Coalition, many collaborative working together with many of the different organizations within the county, but also within our community, meaning the Food Pantry and the Safe Coalition. So, and obviously working with our school department as well.
Yeah. And I thought one of the more interesting aspects was that interesting discussion between, the sheriff and the Department of Corrections in terms of perhaps adjusting that 2.5 time for the aspect that if they are truly keeping the people local, having it maybe in the, they didn't really say whether it would be 5 years or 10 years, but at least having a discussion to raise it so that the people who are incarcerated in at least have a ability to stay local to ease their transition back into reality after their term has served. Because I think the point was made, if somebody goes away 10 years, they're in the correctional institute, potentially elsewhere, and then they come back to the town and so much has changed.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
how would that affect their reintegration? And they're looking at recidivism. So yeah, a lot of good opportunity. We'll certainly encourage folks that want more details, go back into the meeting recording
Meeting.
and find that section and listen to it. There's a lot of
Yeah.
good stuff
A
there.
lot of good things coming out of the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department for sure. And again, we thank Sheriff McDermott for coming to the council and speaking. And he brought a team with him as well.
And then back to Tina with the update on the food pantry operations, which while I'm close to it because I help them with a couple of their subcommittees. It's
And you're a
always.
former, and let's face it, you're a former board member and chairman of the board down there. So you have a very vested interest, and I get that. And I applaud the work that the food pantry
They're
does.
amazing.
It's unbelievable to see some of the, what did they say, 67,000 bags of groceries. Think about that. That is just a crazy number. And again, Tina was very forthcoming and very, very appreciative to the community and the grocery stores within the community that continue to donate, the groups, the organizations that donate to the food pantry, individuals that continuously donate. And she told a couple of great stories about specific ones that, it just, again, I said it early on, this was one of those feel-good meetings to sit there and hear all the good things that the Franklin Food Pantry is doing under the leadership of Tina Powderly is just wonderful, and we just can't thank them enough for sure.
No. Yeah, they like many disabilities that are hidden, you really don't know somebody's hungry until they have to step forward and ask.
Yeah.
And the approach they're taking to be accessible, to be respectful, to allow choice is just impressive.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so more to come on that. I've got a schedule over the next several months to help with their advocacy efforts, which she alluded to. There'll be different things coming. So, yeah. And there's plenty of
Right.
opportunities just with their events. There's enough events from time to time for their fundraising efforts because, oh, yes, while they are the Franklin Food Pantry and they serve here, other than specific grants for programs, they get no funding from the town. So, just for the record, that people may say, oh, it's a town service. Well, it services the town. It's
Yeah,
not a town
not
service.
town service, right?
And then you get into the relatively minor portion of the meeting with the legislation for action.
Yes, and we had four pieces of legislation that were on the agenda. First one being bringing back the friendly 40B apartment piece that was on a prior agenda, came back, but it was not brought back. It was continued to be tabled. We had a few people from that were unable to make, a couple of people that were unable to make last night's meeting as well. There was discussion to have it go back to the EDC and have them come back with an adjustment if the council so sees fit. So that was continually tabled. The next was a bylaw amendment on parking and traffic issue that we took. The end of Lewis Street, where Lewis Street meets 140 or East Central Street, and took 100 feet back and eliminated any street parking in that 100 feet to allow for clean sight lines in both directions as you approach the intersection of East Central from Lewis Street. So that was the second reading, and that bylaw was passed. Then the next piece was an acceptance of gift of veteran services for $750 and the senior center for $100. And again, we say it all the time, Steve, but I think it's something that has to be said all the time. We can't thank our residents, our local businesses, our local corporations, our local groups and organizations that continuously support our veterans, our senior citizens, our fire department, our police department, our library, all of these different organizations or departments that these organizations continuously donate to. We just can't thank them enough. Then the last piece is one of my favorites that I wish would go away. and that's the cable fund support, the PEG access. It's something that we have to vote quarterly. And we're trying to talk to the legislature to help us get to a point where we may only have to do that once a year.
Yeah, not
But
not that you
it's
would.
a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You
No.
remind me of that all the time.
Well, and that's what I wanted to clarify for the listeners. It's not that you don't want to do that to give the money. It's just the process of how to give the money. You
Exactly.
don't need the extra vote. We
Yeah.
we'll take the money as soon as it's available because we're putting it to good use for the town.
For sure. Understood.
So we thank you for its approval for however long
Okay.
you're going to have to do it.
And we will continue to do that, Steve.
Indeed. All right. Well, I think that fairly recaps the over four, almost five and 4.5 hour meeting in, 30 so minutes. That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah. And if you want more details, certainly the Franklin TV video is available for replay. So you can go there. The links will be part of this. It's already part of the Franklin Matters. It's already linked off the town page as well. So thank you, sir, again for sharing and condensing the meeting. And thank you to listeners for listening. Stay tuned. There's a lot happening. And quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.